You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond Indie Radio, and it's time for the Motherland Influence. Hello, hello, hello. It's 5 o'clock here in Richmond, Virginia. My name is David. I'm here with Charles every week from 5 to 7 p.m. bringing you 2 hours of African, Caribbean, and Latin music on the Motherland Influence. Yeah, we play mostly music from good but lesser-known artists in the African, Latin, and Caribbean music world, and we sometimes incorrectly think that most people have heard of the bigger acts like King Sunny Ade, Papa Wemba, or Bob Amal, but this Sunday, you can hear some of the bigger names like Fela, Angelique Kidjo, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Youssou N'Dour, and more, and also spinning this evening will be some music only released on African labels, and we'll feature some of the first recordings we ever bought, our introduction to some of these great sounds. You can check out our track list by going to www.wrir.org, look for the Motherland Influence post, or you can call us here at area code 804-649-9737. I'm going to start off with a record I bought, gosh, it must be, it's pushing 30 years, if not over that, ago. This is one of my first African records. This is from Senor Tabule Rochereau and the African Fiesta National, featuring Dr. Nico on guitar. Name of the LP is Tango Yaba Vio Kale, numero 2. And we're going to hear a song off this one, the first cut on the first side, Minge Rumba Fiesta. Enjoy.
Africa fiesta. Dalingi na mona sena misonga ikoma toi makanga miona samu. Poba kotanga, beba kokumisa, Africa fiesta. Dalingina mona sena misonga, ikomato imakanga miona samu. Na poka mamingi poba kotanga, beba kokumisa, Africa fiesta. Dalingina mona sena misonga, ikomato imakanga miona samu. Oh mama, oh yaya, minge minge. Roger Izeidi, Minge, Minge, Docteur Nico, Minge, Minge, Naburo Chero, Minge, Minge, Wilina Dejo, Minge, Minge, Mbisaye Namwena, Minge, Minge, Pablito Napota, Minge, Minge, mokina vere mige mige Josefa kasa mige mige Afrika neza mige mige
Thank you. miwana odo ode na umia na ubwa
anya nchewe nyo
miwana mbwajo odo ode wa umia na ubwa
anya nchewe nyo
dani na mese
warabe ya ya
awo
warabe peri
abe peri
warabe ya ya
da
warabe peri o
oh ah
warabe ya ya
ya ya
warabe ya ya warabe peri o
warabe ya ya warabe peri warabe ya 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 a warabe peri
listening to the Motherland Influence on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Radio for the rest of us. Change the World, shopping at 10,000 villages, the oldest and largest fair trade organization in North America. Artists and farmers in 32 countries around the world are paid fair prices for their products, helping to end the cycle of poverty. 10,000 villages offers a variety of handcrafted items like jewelry, textiles, instruments, and home decor. Your purchases offer dignity, hope, and independence for people in some of the poorest countries. For more information, call 10,000 Villages at 358-5170 or visit their store in the heart of Carytown. My name is David. This is the Motherland Influence, and you're listening to WRIR. We just heard a couple of different song stylings, particularly of the guitar music. We started off with Señor Rochero y la African Fiesta Nacional from one of the first African records that I ever bought about 30 years ago. That LP is called Tango Ya Bavio Calé No. 2. We heard the song called Mingue Rumba Fiesta. You heard some shout-outs there for Roger Izadi and Dr. Nico in there on that song. And then we followed that up with the guitar and vocal stylings of Papa Yankson from Ghana, from about a 20-year-old cassette on the media cassette label out of Ghana. The cassette's title is Hwe Ye. Let's hear some modern music now. Let's go over to Kenya and hear something on the Kenyan label, AI Records. We'll hear something from the Nairobi City Ensemble's new CD called Kalapapla. Here is Fethi.
Mama nya wulala les fait moi folle immoré.
Again, you're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official broadcast outlet, broadcasting 24 hours a day and webcast at WRIR in service to the Richmond community. That's WRIR, community radio at its best. Usted está escuchando WRIR 97.3 FM, Radio Independiente, también disponible en nuestro sitio web wrir.org. Noticias y programación musical hecho con el apoyo de más de 150 voluntarios, quienes con la fuerza de nuestra estación. Este es el enlace oficial de emergencias de la ciudad de Richmond. Okay, now that I've said all that in Spanish, let me tell you that pretty soon we're going to play something from Colombia, going out to my friend Freddy Mauricio Vargas in Colombia, who I hope is listening right now. Let me tell you, before that, we heard from Kassav on the Antillean label, Production 3A. We heard probably the first Caribbean record I ever bought. I bought that back in high school, back in the early 1970s. That was Kassav's first LP, simply called Kassav, the song Balata. And here is a song sent to us, actually, from a fellow DJ down there in Colombia, from Freddy. Here's a song from a guy by the name of Alvaro El Barbero. We're going to hear a song called El Pato Donald, a song about Donald Duck. Here is El Pato Donald.
Llegó El Pato Donald con su nuevo vacilón. ¿Y cómo que dice el pato? Le canta Álvaro, el bárbaro. saluda, pato. Vamos, pato, nal, le tu vacile. Vamos, tío rico. Vamos, Mickey Mouse. Vamos, ma, pato, compra mi antigüela. Vamos para el centro, pa' pillar la pata de sí. Vamos, pato.
Okay, why would we play such a goofy song here on the Motherland Influence? It's not actually a goofy song because along with the salutations to Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse and Daisy that you heard in that song, you also heard a salutation to the guitar stylings of Africa, particularly Prince Nico Mbarga, and that was quite good. A good song from Alvaro El Barbero from Colombia, from the that's actually Latin music from the Caribbean, African Latin music from the Caribbean coast of Colombia. So that covers all the bases here on the Motherland Influence. Charles is coming up next with more music. Stay tuned.
You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. This is the Motherland Influence coming to you every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. with African Latin and Caribbean sounds. Let's keep the Caribbean thing going. Dave was playing some of the lesser-known labels and some of the. What was that? You played the first. Did you play the first one you ever bought? The first African record you ever bought?
Yeah, that was the first actually Congolese record I ever bought, which was actually one of the first African records I ever bought.
Okay, I'm going to do a set of mostly the artists who the bigger name artists who are out there making. The African, Latin, Caribbean sound known around the world. But first, I want to start out probably with one of the first things I bought back in 1971 when I was in elementary school. This is Dave and Ansel Collin, the tune Double Barrel. And I didn't know this was reggae. Back then, everything to me was either soul or rock. So I put this in the soul category too. I started learning what some of these things were. So this is the hit. This is the number one hit in Britain, by the way, I think, around in 1971. For the keyboardist and vocalist David and Ansel Collins, tune Double Barrel.
I am the magnificent. I'm back with the shack of a soul, boss, most thundering, storming, sound of soul. it on, baby.
Some of the top artists, and we're in the Caribbean, we got to play Bob Marley. But there were a lot of great musicians coming out of Jamaica, but Marley was the one who basically put the reggae sound on the map worldwide. Although there was a point in history when Jamaica's biggest export was reggae music. Marley did a lot to get that started. We're gonna hear from Bob Marley, and it's coming off of a compilation CD called Songs of Freedom, and the tune Jammin'. Thank you. Next artist helped put the Nigerian juju sound on the map, and he got me to start being more serious about collecting African music. I saw him playing at University of Virginia in one of the gyms down there years ago. This is King Sunny Ade, and I think this is around the time the Synchro System LP was out. We're going to hear from that Synchro System album and tune Synchro Feelings. King Sunny Ade, vocals and guitar, with lots of Yoruba percussion behind him, coming out of Nigeria. I just remember being in front of the stage, and they started out with the talking drums, two talking drummers, and the PA system was just perfect for these guys, and they were amazing. I just like stood there in a trance watching these guys. It's incredibly amazing what they could do with those drums. Let's hear from King Sunny Ade and the tune Synchro Feelings, Aeko from Synchro System.
Ilako. Yeah. Thank you.
The Bongo Man, another big name in the African world music or Afro pop scene, tours in the U.S. fairly regularly. And you know, where is he now? Is he in Canada or South Africa?
UK, right?
UK. Seems to move around quite a bit. I know his last CD, I think he recorded with a South African group, or at least a big South African kind of sound to it. Anyway, Kanda Bongo Man, originally from the Democratic Republic of Congo, doing the tune Zing Zong, the title cut from the CD of the same title. And before that, out of Mali, another great group that's been around the world pushing the African music sound, Super Rail Band. And they've played here at the Virginia Museum. I'll post some photos for that eventually. Kalalimba is the tune you heard from their CD Mansa. And we started out with a guy who really got me concentrating on the African music sound, King Sunny Ade, from the LP Synchro Systems. You heard the tune Synchro Feelings. Alako was the tune you heard. Hearing that here on WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. Let's play one more before David comes back on. Going to Benin from with Angelique Kidjo. As I put the pressure on David. going to Benin with Angelique Kidjo. Another one, artist who's gotten very popular worldwide coming out of Africa. Here's one of her hit CDs, FIFA. We're going to hit a tune, Koro Koro. We'll be right back. That was Angelique Kidjo, tune Cora Cora from the CD FIFA. And she'll be appearing in at the Lisner Auditorium Thursday, May 17th of next year in Washington, D.C., for those of you who are interested. You can go to www.tobmonline.com and go to the events page. That's theotherblackmusiconline.com. There should be a link from WRIR.org under Motherland Influence and The Other Black Music, where you can also go and read the playlist. Just scroll down and click Read More, and you'll see what we've been playing so far. This is WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us, and it's David's turn.